It's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes indeed. It's a chilly Wednesday morning. It was down just above zero, wasn't it? And now it's warming up. I think it's at least 10 degrees above and heading toward who knows what, maybe 20. It's a great life, isn't it? And if you're wondering what to do about the cold weather, all you got to do is listen or watch the television stations in Columbus, and they'll tell you how many layers of clothing you have to have on that particular day. And anything else you need, they'll tell. they're great at the biffle. All the last three or four days, biffle. But it feels like. And I reduced that to biffle. You know what it feels like. Now, if your car's got a thermometer on it and you're doing 40 miles an hour, your thermometer still just reads the outside temperature, period. Okay, now I have a call here. Hang on. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, I need to speak to the person that handles the Columbia Gas account. Are they available?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm on the air. You'll have to call back later. Thank you. Somebody's after Scott, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyhow, what was I saying? Like they'll tell you everything you need to know about the weather. Everything, but they're not able to change the weather. Just tell you what you need to coincide with the weather. Well, anyhow, it's been an interesting time. And today I've got two Jags mugs for sale. The one is the aluminum. These are coffee mugs, tall ones, you know. And I've got a Jags extra large T-shirt for you skinny people. And what else do I have here? Oh, tickets to the zoo. And how are you? Yeah. So, tickets to the zoo and a couple of items from Jags to give away today if you can answer any of my crazy questions. 10:17 and a half is the time, and it is Wednesday morning, and a little bit on the chilly side yet. Oh, the old car went rawr, rawr, rawr. Now my Neon, and I don't know what to do with my Neon. You know, it's in pretty good shape, really. Physically, it's got 200,000 miles on it now, and it needs new power steering, or it needs the power steering fixed. So I don't drive it very much because it's heck to steer. But I had to charge it like all get out the other night to get the battery to start the car. Well, I got it started. I just wonder if it'll restart today. And charge up the battery some more. But anyhow, what do you do when you've got a car that, well, yet what would I do if I didn't have something to fall back on in the way of cars? And yet I ought to get rid of the Neon 200,000 miles. It's got racing stripes. You know, it was the model that came out, the road and track model with racing stripes. Oh, boy. And they look at this old guy driving that car with racing stripes, and they think, whoo, that guy is that guy's a little bit off-center. Okay, 10:19 is the time. And did any of your pipes freeze? Now, remember, way back in 1976, which is, for a lot of people, that was an eternity. Well, hey, wait, I wanted to mention, too, Ruth passed away over the weekend. Ruth Haas. Now, Ruth called every day, almost, and seemed to be in great shape. She was 83 years young, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the obituary that Ruth Haas died. Now, Ruth came to our church one Sunday. Well, it's been a little over a month ago, just to bring some pictures out of people who used to live around the Martell area. But Ruth was great. I mean, she must have been stricken with a heart attack or something. I don't know. But bang, wow. Ruth is gone, and we'll sure miss her. Her daily calls, oh, and she, you know, coincided with Marion like I do. Only she was a couple of years younger than me, but she remembers all the old things, and it was such a great time having Ruth there, and now her voice is silent. My goodness. And there'll be more in the paper, I think, tomorrow concerning her obituary and the fact that she'll be at the Prospect Street Methodist Church at a certain time and for, the visitation. That'll all be brought out. But Ruth Haas. And then there's another friend of mine that died that I knew quite well, John Badenhop. Now, you'll see his obituary both in Bucyrus and the Marion Star, John Badenhop. And if you listened years ago to Channel 68 in Mansfield, John was a weatherman, and he brought about a lot of acclaim for himself as being the weatherman there on Channel 68. And John was also a radio time salesman. In fact, I used to work pretty close with him in my earlier days of radio. John Badenhop, you'll see his picture in the paper, if you get the paper, that is. John was a veteran of the Navy, also the Air National Guard, and really quite a guy, John Badenhop. Okay, so I remember him so well from my earlier days in radio, because I worked around him being a salesperson for Radio Time and this and that, and was involved in about everything you can think of. He was even the announcer for ball games for Galleon. All right, now, I've got a question that might be easier if you were listening prior to Halloween. And I want to get an answer on, what is the very first jack-o'-lantern that was used? And of course, this is still ancient history. Whether or not there were really jack-o'-lanterns, I suppose there were, but not the way we know them today. Now, if you can tell me, what was the original jack-o'-lantern? What vegetable was the original jack-o'-lantern? And you can be a big winner today of a ticket to the zoo, or two tickets to the zoo, really, a Jags coffee cup, and we got two Jags cups. Now, the one is standard aluminum, and the other here is a is for real coffee drinkers. It's huge. And it advertises Jags. Okay. Have you heard any Jags commercials lately on TV? Okay, so I've got those two coffee cups and a Jags extra large shirt. Okay. Oh, here's a caller. And let me see here. Will I reach over here? Press the call button. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hello there.
Okay, tarp is what you're looking for.
What am I looking for?
You said the original deck around, they were made with tarps.
Made with what?
Turnips.
Turnips?
They use tarps.
Oh, you're talking about turnips?
Yeah.
No, that's not the right vegetable. There was one.
Well, that's what, when they put made deck around.
Okay,
were,
now let me tell you. Rutabaga. Rutabaga, they hollowed out because they couldn't use a turnip very well for that.
Well, that's what some of them used to begin with.
Okay, well, do you want a prize today, Bob?
No, I'm pretty good.
Okay, very good. All right. Rutabaga is what I was looking for. Rutabaga. And the reason I brought this up, I once did I was making shingles over at Winford High School as part of a Frontier Days demonstration. And also, people were there with rutabagas with a candle inside, emphasizing the fact that rutabagas were the first jack-o'-lanterns. Now, if that can be disputed, I don't know. A turnip would be kind of hard to make into a jack-o'-lantern, but rutabaga, you'll find in the history books, was used before pumpkins. Rutabaga. Now, how many of you ever have eaten a rutabaga? Ooh, that's something else. Do people actually eat rutabagas or buy them even? They're in the produce department, aren't they, nowadays? A rutabaga? What's a good recipe for a rutabaga? I don't know. Well, you know, when you think about it, there must be something to make people buy a rutabaga, and that's not for making jack-o'-lanterns nowadays. That's what they buy pumpkins for today. So if anyone knows anything more about rutabagas and what you can use them for in the food department, let everybody know. Okay, now, I've got an easy question for you. As if the last one was difficult. What year did the Pilgrims land in Massachusetts? What year, and I'm not talking about Provincetown. They first landed there in Provincetown. I think the year before they landed elsewhere. Can you tell me the date? 740-383-9944 is our number to call. The year the Pilgrims landed. That was some year, wasn't it? I bet they were really hungry for whatever they could cook. And it wasn't turkey. They didn't cook turkeys in the first Thanksgiving. More likely, they shot a deer or a groundhog or a squirrel or something else. But not a turkey. There were probably turkeys around at that time. Yeah, that's for sure. The wild turkey is a little different than the tame turkey. Now, the wild turkey is less weight, but stronger muscles. Now, if you were to hunt for a wild turkey and eat it, you would have to soak that turkey in salt water overnight just to get it halfway tender. The wild turkey has tough muscles because it needs them to fly. You say turkeys fly? Yes, they do. I was once bicycling across Ohio, and it was on our trip straight south. And I'm down in the hills in southern Ohio. I can't remember the Henry County or somewhere down there. And all of a sudden, this big blur flew across in front of me. And I went, what was that? Well, I kept looking and looking, and this blur landed on a hillside near me. The big blur was a turkey, a flying turkey, yes. Turkeys are a strange animal. I once also encountered a group of turkeys over by Der Dutchman in the Belleville area on the bike trail over there. That would have been the Mansfield, the Belleville, what do they call it over there, Mansfield bike trail. And I'm on the bike trail, and here, off in the distance, I see this group of about, probably a minimum of 20 turkeys, wild ones. And they slowly marched in a field ahead of me. And I got up to them, and they marched right in front of me, one by one. They could have, it reminded me of elephants on the march, you know, holding on to one's tail. You remember how they used to do that? With the elephant trunk, they'd grab the tail next to them and follow. And that was the same, almost like these wild turkeys. Strangest animal you would ever encounter. They got a mind of their own. They say that turkeys are... Oh, we're going to break. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, I wonder if anyone knows for sure what the first pilgrims ate. And did they have a Thanksgiving dinner the first year they were there? More likely it was the second year, at least, because they had nothing to begin with. They had to hunt, and they had to make shelters. The shelters were made out of those reeds that grew along the ocean. Oh, boy. They had quite a time of it. Could today's people survive under those circumstances? Interesting. Now, more about the turkey. So we read where turkeys were not on the dinner table that the pilgrims had, and we don't know for sure what year the first Thanksgiving by the pilgrims happened. Okay, so... But now there's more things concerning turkey. There's the, if you can name the, turkey, it also has, when it gets excited, has something that comes down over its head. When it gets excited, and it turns red. Now, if you can give me any one of, let me see, one, two, three, four. If you can give me one of four items that turkey has that is kind of interesting. And when the turkey gets excited, this thing comes down over its head and turns from bluish, grayish to red. Did you ever notice that? No, you remember that close to a male turkey, probably. And mostly, they try to raise hen turkeys, I would think. Male turkeys wouldn't taste quite as good. Or they'd be a little stronger. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that all the turkeys that you buy in the supermarket are hen turkeys? I think so. You never saw a turkey advertise, hey, our tom turkeys today are only $1 a pound. No. But tell me, can you give me the name of those, that funny thing that comes down over their head? Like I say, there's one, two, three, four different items that a turkey has that makes it unusual. And I've seen this. I've got up close to a tom turkey once. Had to run to get away from him because tom turkeys are not, you know, gentle. They're more not ferocious, but more what is it? More, what would you call it? In other words, they're not real subtle. They're not quiet. They're aggressive. Okay. So the tom turkey has four things. If you can mention one of them, you could be a big winner today of a pair of tickets to the zoo. The zoo lights are on now. Or I've got a coffee cup from Jeggs and a extra large t-shirt from Jeggs. Okay. Name one of the four items that a turkey, a tom turkey that is, displays. A tom turkey. That's a male turkey, incidentally. Why do they call him Tom? Why do they call him Richard Turkey? Or Bob Turkey? You ever think of that? Yeah. Why? How did they get the name Tom Turkey? Tom being the female, or the male turkey. What did they name the female turkey? If Tom is the male, what's a female? Never thought of that, did you? I didn't. What do they call a female turkey? Oh, my. All these questions and no answers. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. If you can name an item that a male turkey, a tom turkey, displays, you'll be a big winner today. Now, I'm not going to give up on just turkeys. I also want to know more about cuckoo, cuckoo. Yes, cuckoos, the one that pops out of our cuckoo clock, is not all by itself in the bird world. There is another a bird that comes under the class of cuckoo that you might find in the comics. Now, what would that be? Another bird that is very famous, especially for his speed, that, and it's another name, it's another type of cuckoo clock, or cuckoo bird. What would it be? Oh, there are a lot of things about a cuckoo that maybe I'll mention, and you'll know for the very first time. For instance, the cuckoo has an unusual characteristic. There is another bird, and I wish I could remember the species, that lays its eggs, lays its eggs in another bird's nest. Now, what is that? Oh, you know, I used to know all these things offhand when I was really more active. And all these things kind of fade away. I used to go out hunting nests with a different bird in them, or different eggs. This bird would lay its eggs in another bird's nest. It didn't want to have to raise those birds itself. So it figures the other bird would raise its eggs, and they did. And the other bird, though, sometimes kicked the eggs out of the nest. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Female turkey, is that called a Jenny?
Oh, it might be a Jenny. Yeah, I never heard. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was a question you might know the answer to.
Oh, no, the question I wanted to, what does a male turkey display? What's it called?
Oh, I know. Then you mentioned something about what's a female turkey called.
Yeah, right. It just didn't all, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're pretty sure Jenny is the female.
Yeah, right? I Googled it, and each baby turkeys, or boy turkeys, called a Jake. And
okay. Well, hey, would you like tickets to the zoo?
You know, I'm not sure. Do you have the oil changes anymore?
No, I'm out of oil changes.
Oh, okay.
But I've got two coffee cups and a T-shirt and the tickets to the zoo.
All right. Give me a couple of them. I don't know if they'll ever be used or not. But
okay. All right. Now, let me get your name down here. I think I know your name, but go ahead.
Ruth Davis.
Yeah, Ruth. Now, why should I know you, Ruth? Your name is so familiar.
Well, I've been on there several times, but, you know, like when you get old, you in and out of the hospital.
Yes. You probably didn't know, Mrs. Haas? Mrs. Fred Haas had died?
No, I didn't know her.
She was on the air with me on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
And passed away then over the weekend at Marion General, I guess.
Well, you know, they go quick.
Yes, especially when you have a heart attack or something like that.
I know my friend down there, and I lived in Proctorville for a while.
Yes.
And her daughter-in-law was going to come and eat lunch with her, called her to 11.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, she'd have the stuff ready. When the daughter-in-law came over there, she was sitting in a chair dead.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're going to go, that'd be the way to go.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
No lingering.
That's right. That's for sure.
I don't want them to do no heroics on me, so.
And boy, you're probably about the age I am then.
I turned 86 in August.
Oh, really? You're a year older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. But if you notice in the paper today, there's all these different obituaries, including Mrs. Fred Haas.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was talking about getting the paper.
Yes.
You know, I get it online. It's called an e-paper.
Oh.
And it's same as Marion Star. You know, it comes up Marion Star, like a regular paper.
Oh, this
but
on
it only runs me like $10 a month.
Oh, is that on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Then we have to wait sometimes till the afternoon before we get ours.
Yeah, well, this comes in the middle of the morning, and then,
wow.
I mean, it's the e-paper you're signing.
That's right, you get it all. Yeah, right.
And it turns just like the Marion Star. Everything's on there, the funnies and everything on Sunday.
Yeah, the whole Marion Star's on the internet, yeah.
Yep.
Well, very good, Ruth. But I still think, Ruth Davis, I should know you. Your name is so familiar sounding, but I don't.
Nope, the only other one I know is dead. So.
Okay, well, it's not you then.
No, I woke up this morning.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, Ruth, thanks for calling.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Bye. Okay, Ruth Davis, all right. Yeah, isn't that something, though, that especially when people pass away that you know, and I know so many people, of course, when I see the obituaries every day, I know a lot of these people because I've been around long enough to know them. But John Badenhop, though, that was a real surprise. John was in the Navy and the Air National Guard, and he was in his church in Galleon. He was everything. My. And he was also a radio time sales. In other words, he sold commercials for radio stations. And then he was the weatherman on Channel 68 in Mansfield. Okay. 7403-399-44 is our number to call. 10:42 is the time. Boy, time is flying right by today. Have you been outside yet? Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is cool, but it's going to warm up to near, did they say 30 today? Could that be? Wow, that snow is going to melt under this sunshine then. Whee! Oh, boy. I know this set some records, but records are set to be broken, right? That's what they always say. A record is set to be broken, and that's what happened. We broke a record that goes back quite a ways. Now, I've got Marion Records. I was the official weather statistics keeper for the United States Weather Service for years, and I saved all those records, too. I made copies all of them and left those behind, but I've got copies of 1976 when it got so far below zero that we were warned not to shovel our sidewalks, to leave the snow on them to insulate our pipes underground. People's pipes were freezing underground. It was a mess and a half. And that year, and I didn't even know where it was, our septic tank, and all of a sudden, I saw things not working. And so I found out the line between our house and what was the receptacle was all ice. And here I didn't even know that instead of a septic tank at that time, we had a brick box like many of you might have yet with a separator in it. Well, soon I had to have back then they were only $5,000, a septic tank put in. But how do you dig through a soil that is frozen down 50-some inches? I had to have a fire built, and we had to wait until springtime to be able to have the ground thaw enough to put a septic tank in, believe that or not. 1976. Okay, we're going to pause here in about 10 seconds here. We'll pause and we'll be right back. And
that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Oh, and something I don't want you to forget. Tomorrow at 10:15, Glenn Coble will have Swap Shop. And he invites all of you to have something to sell to call Swap Shop tomorrow beginning at 10:15. Now, don't forget that. All right. He ought to be flooded with people selling items. Okay. 10:47 right now is the time. Okay, going back to some of the things I was talking about, what year did the Pilgrims land in Massachusetts? Now, I'm talking about their second landing in Massachusetts. You know, they landed first at Provincetown, and they stayed there for a while, and they said, we got to get out of here. We need to get over to where the land is. Provincetown kind of stuck out there into the ocean. And now, do you know what Provincetown is? An artist colony. If you were to drive out to Provincetown, I've been there, you would find artists sitting around the street and here and there making paintings. It's well known as an artist town, Provincetown, Massachusetts. Okay, now, let me go back here. We talked about rutabagas, and the year the Pilgrims landed, what year would that be? And, here's one. Going back to turkeys, there is a seafood item that a lot of people like to put in turkey dressing. Now, what would that be? A seafood item in turkey dressing. And I really like it. Okay, what is it that you would put in turkey dressing out of the sea? 7403399944. Okay. The seafood in turkey dressing, what would that be? Or, what? Give me a... There's four different titles of things that a male turkey has, and what are they? Just give me one of them. Boy, if James is listening. James Anderson. He's probably, he knows all these items from A to Z. And if Jim, any, James, any time you would like to call, please feel free. Okay. So the turkey, a male turkey is a funny bird. And, oh, here we go. Let's see. Yes, good morning. We're on the air.
For the dressing, it would be oysters.
Oysters is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Would you like some tickets to the zoo?
No, I can't win yet.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for your answer.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. Oyster dressing, yes. Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, let me cross that one off. Oyster dressing. My mother-in-law used to fix oyster dressing, and she found that a couple of her son-in-laws liked the oysters, and we picked them out of the dressing. We almost fought over who got the oysters, and we had to sift through the dressing to get the oysters out. Oh, that was so good. Yeah, and how many of you use oysters in your turkey dressing? I know some people hate oysters. I don't know why. Oysters have, a good flavor, especially when they're cooked. Now, when you eat a raw oyster, that's just so much goo. And I think people that eat raw oysters do it just for the show, because cooked oysters, or oysters that is, are so much tastier than the tasteless raw ones that you buy in a half shell, you know. Oh, look at that guy. Boy, look at him eating them raw oysters. I've done it. I ate 21 oysters one night. It wasn't a bet. It was just being, you know, up with the crowd. 21 oysters. My late brother-in-law liked oysters like that, and he ordered the same amount for me, 21, and a half shell, and slurp, down they went. Oh, my goodness, no taste at all. But I like fried oysters. How many of you like fried oysters? You know, my mother used to crumble up crackers and mix it with egg and coat the oysters in that, and fry them. Is that the way you would do it? Oh, they were so good. Man, I need some oysters right now. Okay, let me see. Going back again to the turkey. What do you call, give me one of the four names for things that a male turkey displays. 7403-3899-44, that's it. Okay. Now, I also talked about another bird, the cuckoo, and the fact that there's more than one type of cuckoo. There's the one that pops out of your cuckoo clock, but there's also, in real life, there are cuckoo birds, and real birds, and one variety you would of the cuckoo bird you'll find in Walt Disney cartoons. And another type, a birder, which we call people that out there looking for birds, a birder would notice that there is one of the characteristics of this other cuckoo bird is it lays its eggs in other people's nests. Okay. Oh, when was it closed?
This morning.
Oh, really? Yes. Route 423 is now open. Well, that's nice to know. Okay, I remember last week it was open, too. No, I'm just kidding. Route 423 is now open. I remember there was an accident earlier this morning at Barks Road and 423. I wonder if that's what closed it. But it's now open. Okay. I heard that come in early this morning. All right, and the other cuckoo lays its eggs in another bird's nest. Yeah, that's one of the characteristics of another one of the cuckoo birds. It lays its eggs in another nest, and lets the other bird raise them. Now, that happens with another bird, and I can't remember its name offhand, that lays its eggs in another bird's nest. And sometimes the other bird is sharp enough, it will throw those eggs out of a nest. But other birds are said, well, I don't know, and raises them and says, those little birds of mine, they sure look different than me. and maybe she makes them fly early, I don't know. But anyhow, that's a cuckoo. Not the one out of your cuckoo clock, but another brand of cuckoo. But the probably the most famous cuckoo, and you didn't know it was a cuckoo, is a bird that is famous in cartoons. Now figure that, how many birds are in cartoons? But the one I'm thinking of is in cartoons, and quite a speedy little bird it is. Okay. So going back, once again, we got the answer. The first jack-o'-lantern was in a rutabaga. Why does rutabaga sound funny to me? That's because I guess how many... is a rutabaga much like another vegetable, like a turnip, how they would taste the rutabaga? I don't know. Maybe so. And I have yet to find what year the Pilgrims landed in Massachusetts. Yeah, they... in fact, if you were to go there, like I've said before, a very famous Marianite... Oh, here we go. Just a second. Hang on there. Okay, let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, how about the Roadrunner?
The Roadrunner is correct. That's a cuckoo bird. Hey, would you like some zoo tickets or cups?
Yes, I would.
Hey, good. All right. Now, what's your name?
Well, I haven't called you for a while. Randy Hensel.
Oh, Randy. Yes, I didn't recognize you. Randy. Okay, Randy. We've got the tickets for you. You know where we're located?
Yes, you're in the corner of the old, where Frank's used to be.
Yeah, you don't have to go down those old stairs anymore.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, Randy, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Randy Hensel, yeah. I remember I used to go to the gym when Randy had that out there, and I never felt better in my life than I did exercising. And there's a lot of people exercising nowadays. Okay. So we have a winner today, Randy Hensel. Okay. Let me cross that off here. Roadrunner. Yeah, that's right. The Roadrunner is one variety of cuckoo. I would love to have a cuckoo clock, really. I've always wanted a cuckoo clock, but they're so expensive. I mean, the good ones. You know, the ones that, not just a simple cuckoo, the ones that do things. Maybe down below when the cuckoo bird opens the door and does his thing, there could be people downstairs working. Well, I take kind of like over at Sugar Creek, the big cuckoo clock over there. When it says cuckoo, the German band down below starts playing. And there's a guy with cymbals and a guy with a saxophone and an accordion and another guy dancing with a girl on the stage. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
You're looking for a Black Forest cuckoo clock?
Yes, a Black Forest cuckoo clock, yes.
Would you like to buy one?
I don't have the money, or I would.
Do you know where you might be able to rob a convenience store?
Well, over around Sugar Creek, I'm sure they're selling Black Forest cuckoo clocks.
Or with Black Forest ham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good ham.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought for a moment you were going after Daffy Duck, Donald Duck.
The Roadrunner.
Or Heckle and Jekyll, or Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
But a lot of birds.
And the interesting thing is the cuckoo, a variety of the cuckoo birds, lays its eggs in another bird's nest.
Mm-hmm.
That's like somebody that, in real life, an adult that has children that puts them on in somebody else's home. Somehow.
Okay.
Or somebody gets divorced.
Yeah.
And has kids and remarries, and then the kids are in another home other than they were born in.
Or somebody who has the notion they can breed enough people to take over the world.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And here...
So for Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
You were asking about that? I will send you a link from the History Channel.
Really?
But fruits and vegetables and shellfish, fish and shellfish. Pumpkin pie wasn't around by then, but they had something. The Indians, I don't know the correct pronunciation. I could be butchering it. Wampanoag.
Oh, the tribe. Indian tribe. Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Ate pumpkins and other squashes, possibly even during the harvest festival, but the colony lacked the butter and wheat flour to make pie crust.
I bet they had rutabagas, so, too.
They could have.
Yeah.
You know, that's good for lumbago.
Yes.
You know, they improvised, though, according to some accounts.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope so. The Tom Snyder.